You're listening to SBS News.
In Kabul's busy markets, there are stores selling chickens, sheep heads, prayer mats, pretty much anything you can think of, while men with wheelbarrows move the goods through the narrow alleys. Just in front of a large blue-domed mosque, under a sheet of white tarpaulin, are large orange sacks filled with stale bread. The bread, broken pieces of round naan bread, is usually fed to cattle, but now more people than ever are eating it themselves. Shafi Mohammed has been selling leftover bread here for the past 30 years.
The better quality bread is on the top of the bag. When poor people come to buy, they pick these better ones. Look, this one cannot be eaten. Before, 5 people used to buy this bread in a day. Now it's more than 20 people.
He rifles through the sacks. Some pieces are moldy, others look clean, though stale, and nearly all are completely hard. What does it feel like to do this job and see so many people having to buy this bread?
I pray to God to get rid of this misery and poverty from my country. The life of Afghan people right now is like a bird which has been locked in a cage with no food or water.
Bread is the staple food in Afghanistan, but there's a deep economic crisis. International development funding the country relied on has largely been cut off since the Taliban took over, and the central bank reserves frozen over concerns around the Taliban's hardline treatment of women. But it means already poor families are struggling with rising food prices. Ashmatullah, who's buying bread at the stall, works in the market carrying people shopping around.
In the past, I used to make £5 per day, but now I barely earn £1. I have been working since the morning and can only afford to buy this bread.
Leftover bread is handed over by bakeries, restaurants and homes to scrap collectors like 14-year-old Mohammed, who says there's not enough work. With around half the country going hungry, there's less bread to spare, less of everything. Humanitarian aid is being delivered in Afghanistan, but there are warnings that more is needed. Ashmatullah is making his way back home after another disappointing day at the market. He cooks this stale bread with tomatoes and onions to soften it. He hopes to be able to save enough money to keep his 3 young sons in school, as opposed to sending them out to work as many other families have done with their children. But he's unhappy at how little he is able to give them.
I feel ashamed in front of my family that I am so poor, I can't afford to provide them good food. There is nothing I can do. Even if I try to borrow money, no one will lend it to me. My sons are really thin because they are not eating well. I can't afford meat even once a month.
Outside bakeries across Kabul, it's become common to see groups of women and girls queuing for free pieces of fresh naan donated in the early evening. Some bring sewing kits with them because they can wait for hours. With a bleak economic outlook in Afghanistan and a sense of uncertainty looming large, young Afghans are increasingly struggling with mental health issues and slipping into depression. Dr. Hafizullah Mohaibi is the mental health director at the Balkh Regional Hospital in the country's north.
We are receiving more cases of mental health problems and we register more patients on a daily basis. Compared to the time of the previous government, we used to get around 30 to 40 visitors in our emergency ward in one day. That's now increased to 120 to 130 visitors over a period of 24 hours.
Even when billions were pouring into this country, corruption or war meant that life was a struggle. Now, the war might be over, but for many, the struggle is getting even harder. That story by the BBC's Sukunda Kamani in Kabul. I'm Alan Lee for SBS News.